This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. The Supreme Court today did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter tomorrow. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new Waqf Act. The bench raised three key points. It said the properties declared by courts as Waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by Waqf by user or Waqf by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge to the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which a Waqf property will not be treated as a Waqf while the collector is conducting an inquiry into whether the property is a government land will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all the members of the Waqf boards and the Central Waqf Council must be Muslims except the ex officio members. CII Khanna at the end of the hearing expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. The Enforcement Directorate ED questioned Robert Vadra for the second consecutive day today in connection with the money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The agency has asked Mr. Vadra to appear again for questioning tomorrow. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today accused Congress of doing low-level politics in the National Herald case. Talking to media in Rishikesh, the minister said it is not a political issue but a case of corruption.
कांग्रेस के लोग नेशनल हेराल्ड के मामले में एक तरीके से एक ऐसा निम्न स्तर की राजनीति कर रहे हैं ये राजनीतिक मसला नहीं है ये भ्रष्टाचार का मसला है और कांग्रेस को इसको ओन करना चाहिए
चीफ जस्टिस ऑफ इंडिया संजीव खन्ना हैज रेकमेंडेड द नेम ऑफ जस्टिस बी आर गवाई एज द नेक्स्ट चीफ जस्टिस Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. Retail inflation dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25, marking the lowest level in 6 years since 2018. The Minister of Finance, in a statement, said that as measured by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 fell to 3.34%. This represents a decline of 27 basis points from February 2025, making it the lowest monthly inflation rate since August 2019. Member states of the World Health Organization, WHO, today finalized a historic agreement to prepare the world for future pandemics following negotiations that spanned over 3 years. The agreement calls for technology transfers to be incentivized through regulations, licensing agreements and favorable financing conditions. Meanwhile, it includes a compromise that any transfer must be mutually agreed upon. The draft also proposes steps such as establishing a pathogen access and benefiting sharing system. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi today said that the principle of his country's uranium enrichment is non-negotiable. According to the official news agency IRNA, he made the remarks in an address to reporters on the sidelines of a cabinet meeting. He was commenting on certain contradictory positions adopted by U.S. officials on Iran's nuclear program and uranium enrichment following the first round of the indirect talks between Tehran and Washington in Oman last week. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 189 runs set by host Delhi Capitals, Rajasthan Royals were 65 for no loss in 7 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put to bat, Delhi Capitals scored 188 runs for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.